In fact, it's a fun morning because I'm joined by Abby Pruitt from the Baldwin Humane Society and her buddy Arlo. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful. We were just sitting here and playing with Arlo. He's just making our day better.
Yeah, he's such a cute little guy, isn't he? And he's so friendly.
He's a Dachshund Chihuahua mix?
I think he's that classic Chiweenie look. He's a little Dachshund Chai mix.
Aw, he's just adorable.
He is.
And super friendly, too.
Yeah, he's so friendly and outgoing, and he loves to go for walks, and he loves other animals. And also, he's kennel-trained. We can't promise he's house-trained, but in the kennel, he never has an accident.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, do y'all crate train and stuff there, too?
Yeah, so since we have kennels, the dogs will usually stay in their kennels, and they usually don't make messes. And they go out 3 or 4 times a day. So, yeah.
Okay, and I was talking to somebody the other day. Dogs don't react to being in kennels the same way humans would.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yes. Dogs don't mind so much, I think, as much as people would.
Yeah, because they see it as kind of a little safe place, like a den.
Exactly.
And, you know, I was talking to a lady, and she's looking at crate training her dog, and, you know, she says, I would just feel trapped in there. Yeah, but you're... You know, your dog's not you.
You're human.
you're human, and you're built for different things, and they look at it as being in a safe place.
Yeah, as long as you train them with positive reinforcement, the crate or the kennel is definitely a good thing for them.
Okay. Yeah. So, tell me about Arlo.
Sure. So, Arlo is 5 to 6 years old. He's a very small guy. He probably tops out at about 10 pounds. Like I said, he's leash trained, kennel trained, good with dogs, cats. We haven't... tested him with little children, but he's been good with kids. He's just an all-around good guy.
Uh-huh.
And his adoption fee is $150, but he is neutered. He is heartworm negative. He has had all his vaccines, and he's microchipped.
Okay.
And defleed and dewormed with a preventative. So he is all good to go.
So that vetting fee that you have, the adoption fee, it comes with a lot of stuff.
Sure does. Yeah, it's like a $400 value, I think, at a fraction of the cost. So it's a good deal.
Okay.
Plus, you get to adopt a sweet little baby and say, I mean, look how cute he is.
He's
got
adorable.
This snaggle tooth that kills me. Oh, I love it so much.
Okay. I just like his attitude. Yeah. He's just friendly and curious, and now he's walking up onto the console here. Want to come on and get onto the microphone with us?
Yeah, because sometimes Chiweenies or Chihuahuas can be like a little barky and a little, but that's not him. He's just like friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, they say there's no bad dogs except Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
But he's really sweet.
Yeah.
He's just had that mixed out of him, so that's really good.
He's a good boy, so anybody who gets him is going to be really lucky because he's a sweet boy.
Okay, well, tell us about the Baldwin Humane Society and everything else that's going on.
Sure. So we are a 100% nonprofit, so we don't get funded by anybody but the community, and we are a no-kill adoption agency, which means our animals stay with us whether it's a day or a year until they get adopted. And speaking of adoptions, we actually have an adoption event coming up, not this weekend, but next, May the 11th. That's a Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. We're going to be at Eastern Shore Toyota.
Okay.
And Daphne, and we're going to have our adoptable dogs there. So come and say hi. Maybe buy a car. Maybe adopt a dog.
Adopt a dog. Start a family. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Eastern Shore Toyota is very kind to us and sponsors us. And so we're coming out there to spend the day with them.
Okay. Now, are we at or near the spring cat explosion?
Oh, yeah. We're there for sure. So if you need help with kittens, whether that's finding homes for them or helping get your kitten spayed or neutered or vaccinated, give us a call at 928-4585. We do have our spay-neuter vouchers that you can get your mama cat spayed at like a third of the cost of what a vet's going to charge you. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those are unlimited right now. So give us a call if you need one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a great way to help keep the pet population down because, you know, folks don't want to have to put down kittens or puppies because it's just really sad. But preventing them from that ever happening keeps you out of that moment.
That's the big thing. And if you have cats that you can't catch, you know, we call them feral or community cats. We also have a free to the public program where we'll come out humanely and safely trap them, get them spayed and neutered and vaccinated and then re-release so they hopefully don't bother you or make any more babies. So if you are having that problem, give us a call too and give you a hand.
Okay. Okay. What else can you tell us about what's going on with y'all?
I would like to remind everybody to come visit us at our Uptail Resale Shop.
Yeah,
we have our hours are kind of weird. So it's Tuesday through Thursday. We're open 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. Fridays and Saturdays, we're open 10 to 2. And let me tell you, they are getting shipments of brand new furniture, gently used furniture, every day. So please come in, and there's some wild deals right now, like 25%, 30%, 40% off. And I think this weekend we're doing a big like 75% off sale.
Oh, so my.
It's,
okay.
Yeah, it's right next to our adoption center on 22886 unit C&D on in US Highway 98 in Fairhope.
Okay. Well, I was up there for a sale that y'all had about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I have to make a suggestion. That's when you really need to have the adoption center next door open, because yeah, there were all sorts of people there shopping and stuff, and you had a cat in there up in the box.
Oh, in our catio.
Yeah, yeah. On the catio. Uh-huh. That's what we call it. I like that.
Yeah.
But there was nobody to go in and talk to.
Yeah, that's true. So we do, just like the shop, we struggle with hours since we are a nonprofit. We only have our staff there certain times, but I will take that into consideration and see. That's a good idea to have us be all open at one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And that way, you know, people that are looking to buy a pet or are willing to impulse buy one.
Yeah, there you go.
You got the people there. You know.
They're in a shopping mood, right?
Yeah. And they're in a shopping mood.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Speaking of which, are you looking for volunteers? Do you need help with people?
Yeah, so we need volunteers in virtually every single aspect of what we do. Of course, the obvious stuff, we need help with walking dogs, cleaning kennels, socializing cats, fostering kittens and puppies. But we also need help in our office, answering phones, helping us send mailers, and in the shop. The shop has one office manager, and the rest are volunteers. And so it's a huge undertaking. And the shop volunteers have a lot of fun. They're always eating cookies and gossiping and having fun, so
eating cookies, gossiping, yeah, and playing with puppies.
Yeah,
oh,
every
darn
time I go over there, they're eating like brownies or something. I'm like, what is going on? So yeah, it's fun.
Okay, and how would they get in touch with you about that?
There's a couple ways. So you can give us a call directly at 928-4585, or you can go straight to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out a volunteer application. Either way.
Okay, and once again, your location, what's your actual address?
It's 22886 Unit C&D, as in cat and dog, US Highway 98 in Fairhope.
Okay, and that's just north of the old Publix in Fairhope.
We call the original Publix.
The original, yeah, Publix, the original in Fairhope. Publix. Yeah, because, yeah, I remember when it wasn't there, but
oh, that, I guess that's good. That's true, yeah.
I think that was before you were born.
Maybe.
And you got wonderful pets like Arlo and more. How are y'all set for dogs right now? How are y'all set for cats?
We have a lot of dogs. We're full. We have, I think, 13 dogs right now. We only have about 11 kennels. I hear a dog barking, actually. We have a lot of cats and kittens. I think we have like 40 kittens in foster homes.
Okay.
So in the next couple, they're little now. They're like 6-7 weeks old, but give us a couple weeks and we're going to have a lot of kittens available. So if you're interested in kittens, give us a call.
Okay. We're actually considering getting a cat that's been declawed.
Uh-huh.
We do not want to declaw a cat because, mm-hmm, I think that's cruel. Mm-hmm. But if somebody else has already done that, you know, you can't really, once they're declawed, they can't really go out in the wild because they can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
So if we find one, we would rehome that one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do get declawed cats, so I'll keep an eye out for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Normally, my landlord won't let me have one, but, mm-hmm, he's thinking about making an exception.
Oh,
for
that's
that,
so sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So. Okay, anything else, Miss Abby?
Now, I just want to thank everybody so much. And if you're interested in donating, we always need donations, especially right now, food. We have a pet food pantry for low-income families. So if you have any food, doesn't matter what brand, that you're not using anymore, or you just want to donate, please donate it, because even if we can't use it, we will get it to families who need it. And that's a big need right now.
Okay, what about towels and blankets,
yeah,
and stuff?
All the basic stuff, cleaning supplies, blankets, towels, toys, treats, food, any of that we desperately need. So, yes, please.
Okay, because I remember last year when we were cleaning out my house because we were moving, I had a bunch of towels and stuff that I took to, I think it was, I don't remember if it was y'all or the Haven,
mm-hmm,
but my wife was like, why are you taking all these towels there? And it's because y'all actually use a
lot.
Oh,
yeah. We go through towels for bedding, when we transport them, for cleaning, everything. So, yes. And they get used a lot, so we go through them quickly. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Miss
Abby
Pruitt from Baldwin Humane Society. And Arlo, he's just adorable.
I mean, what a good boy. He's been so polite this whole time.
He's been so quiet all morning, and people, mm-hmm, have been passing by, and he hadn't barked at any of them. And he's just curious, and he's wagging his tail, and just wants to be petted now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. Well, in honor of Arlo, I'm going to play a little Arlo here. Here is Arlo Guthrie with the City of New Orleans on 1480 WABF.